This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Dr. Vincent Ho, the Gut Doctor on Joy Drive.
You're on Joy Drive with Latham, keeping you company for the ride home. Now, here's a question you might not have thought to ask. Could kissing someone who's eaten gluten put a person with celiac disease at risk? It sounds like the stuff of medical myth, but for some people with celiac disease, tiny traces of gluten really can trigger serious symptoms. To help us separate fact from fiction, we're joined by Joy Drive's gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer at Western Sydney University, who's written all about this for The Conversation. Vincent, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Latham.
For those who aren't familiar, what exactly is celiac disease and how serious can even small traces of gluten be?
Yeah, so celiac disease, it's an autoimmune disease. So that basically means that the body will attack part of itself. In this case, the body's attacking the small intestine, and that's when gluten, which is a protein found in wheat and rye and barley, when that hits the gut, you get that autoimmune damage. Now, even a small amount, even a tiny breadcrumb can cause damage and inflammation. So it's very important for people that have celiac disease to, as much as possible, to avoid gluten because it can result in gut damage, inflammation, and a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was so serious for gluten people who suffer from celiac disease. Your article explores whether kissing someone who's eaten gluten poses a risk. What does the science tell us?
Yeah, so this is where it's really interesting, and there's a study that's been released at a presentation in the United States in the last week, and so it's really hot off the press. Basically, the researchers from the United States, from Columbia University, they wanted to explore whether gluten can transfer from one person to another via saliva during kissing. So, you know, it's the old age question that, you know, people get worried about whether if you're kissing someone who has gluten, who's just eaten gluten, and you're someone who's suffering from celiac disease, do you actually get a bit of gluten from them? So they actually did a study to explore this. And it was a really interesting study, Latham. What happened here was that they recruited 10 couples where one partner had celiac disease and the other did not. And they got the non-celiac partner to consume a gluten snack of 10 crackers. And then they got them to do kissing, open mouth style, for at least a minute. Plenty of saliva swapping going on there. And then what they did after that, yes, lots of saliva swapping going on for a whole minute of kissing. So open mouth style. And what they did was they then tested two scenarios afterwards. So they wanted them to wait 5 minutes after eating gluten before kissing. And then also they got the other scenario to drink water immediately after eating, then kissing. And so what they did is they tested the saliva content of the celiac partner for gluten. And what they found was that if you were to wait 5 minutes after eating gluten before kissing, pretty safe, that in about of 18 out of 20 kisses, it's pretty good. The gluten levels in saliva is considered to be quite safe, which is good. But if you have a sip of water after eating gluten, that really reduces your gluten in the saliva. And so all the saliva samples from celiac partners, it all came back really low. So in other words, what it's saying is that, one, the chances of getting a significant amount of gluten through saliva is very low. But if you really wanted to reduce your risk, you get someone to drink a glass of water after consuming gluten before kissing. That seems to be the way to go.
So you talked about within the 5 minutes. So does that mean that there was an increased risk for people who didn't drink a glass of water or brush their teeth or whatever it might be within that 5 minute window, that there was an increased risk?
Yeah, look, it was still a very low risk, because as I mentioned, 18 out of 20 kisses, the content seems to be low, but in that 2 out of 20, there was a positive result, they found. So, it's still pretty low, but drinking water immediately after eating seems to be the way to go. So if you really want to reduce that risk to your celiac partner after kissing, drink a bit of water.
Okay, great advice. Thank you. As far as like our partners go or ourselves, like are there any particular foods or situations where people with celiac disease should be especially cautious?
So look, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that it's very important with celiac disease to make sure that what you're consuming really is as gluten-free as possible. Fortunately, in Australia, we have one of the strictest regulations in the world when it comes to gluten content in food. So you can be fairly confident that if a food is manufactured as gluten-free, that for the most part, it truly is gluten-free. And there's been research that has explored this and found that, yeah, generally speaking, it's pretty good. When it comes to eating out, a little bit more tricky, because we're really reliant on people having the education, people that are handling foods, to have the education to be able to handle gluten-free foods. So in other words, they've got to work on preventing cross-contamination, and that's by making sure that you store and you prepare your gluten-free foods away from other foods containing gluten, and that you thoroughly clean equipment and utensils after they've been in contact with food containing gluten. So there's a bit more education when it comes to eating out at eateries. But there are some medical eateries out there, and you can really ask the people preparing the foods at these eateries for their experience in this area.
Mm. If you've just tuned in to Joy Drive, we're chatting with Dr. Vincent Ho about the risks of gluten transfer through kissing. Yes, it is a real concern for people living with celiac disease. And of course, there are other allergies out there, other food allergies in relation to kissing. Beyond gluten, are there similar concerns for people with severe food allergies like peanuts or shellfish when it comes to kissing or close contact?
The answer is yes, okay. In fact, okay, I mentioned before that in the risk of transmission of gluten with kissing is actually very low. So that's been shown in this study. However, even with certain food allergies, particularly, say, peanut allergies, we know that a small amount of peanut allergen can be in saliva, but that amount could be enough to cause a true reaction, what we call an anaphylactic reaction, where you get a lot of shock and you become extremely sick from it. So unfortunately, when it comes to, say, peanut allergies and other nano allergies, even shellfish allergies, you can have immediately after eating, say, peanuts or shellfish, you can get detectable levels of the peanut or the shellfish, even though it's very small, in your saliva. And when you kiss somebody afterwards, immediately, that can, of course, lead to a serious reaction, even when you drink water afterwards. But the research has found, and this is the good news, Latham, that what they've found is that most people that have detectable, say, peanut levels after a meal, after about an hour, the levels are pretty much undetectable. And we know that with 4 hours, it seems to be quite safe. So, if you, if someone who's consumed a peanut, say, meal, and then you kiss your partner who has got peanut allergy, I would wait a number of hours before doing that. And, you know, 4 hours to be perfectly safe.
Oh, and would that even include if they were to rinse their mouth out or to brush their teeth or any other, like, mouthwash? Would that also be the advice that would stand?
Yeah, look, even after you, say, chew gum or brush teeth, let's say, you still can get residual protein, like, say, the peanut protein can still linger. So it isn't entirely safe. The best advice when it comes to food allergies is time. So just wait for a bit before you kiss your partner. And you've had you know, you've had peanuts or you had something which is going to be an issue for them, just wait. I mean, at least look, 1 hour, we know from the science that their levels are generally undetectable, but 4 hours to be certain.
Okay, good advice. Thank you very much for that. And for clarifying that, this is a fascinating topic that, yeah, if people want to check it out, they can actually check out your article in The Conversation, particularly around celiac disease and kissing. Vincent, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Joy Drive.
It's an absolute pleasure, Latham.
That was Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer at Western Sydney University, giving us the lowdown on gluten transfer risks and what people living with celiac disease need to know. You can read his full article at The Conversation. And as always, if you missed part of this interview or you want to hear from the gut doctor about more information, you can go to joy.org.au/joydrive, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.